Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspirations. Today we will hear about the effect of Vrindavan on one's consciousness. In the Nectar of Devotion it says that even a slight contact with Vrindavan Dham is immediately bringing out the attraction to Krishna. There was once a king called Virachandra Bahadur Maharaj, the ruler of Sripura, and he took often visits in Vrindavan. He had a palatial building there. So one day it happened that after he had arrived, he immediately talked with the Vaishnavas about Krishna, and in the meantime his things were spread out in the veranda. A monkey was in the tree, and he jumped down and took the most precious thing, that is a shawl embroidered with silver and gold and really, really super expensive cashmere shawl, and jumped with it on the top of the tree. Now the assistants of the king were giving him fruits in exchange, or in any type of monkey food, but the monkey didn't even look at it. There was a huge noise, and Maharaj Virachandra Bahadur went on the veranda and looked at the monkey. The monkey dug his teeth into the shawl and shredded into, or tore it into shreds, which rained down on the Maharaj. While this was going on, the Maharaj was very silent, and then some tears came trickling down his cheeks. So in the evening, his minister, who had seen this, came and very, very humbly asked, "Your Highness, we are very, very ashamed that we lost the shawl and couldn't keep it, but we were also surprised that you didn't chastise us. Quite the opposite. You were experiencing some sentiments in your heart when you saw the monkey tearing your shawl into pieces. What was going on?" So the Maharaj laughed and said, "Oh, minister, this was not a monkey that tore my shawl. It was a saint who came in the form of a monkey and went away after teaching me a most valuable lesson. This saint had been informed by Krishna that I needed to learn to give up my pride as being a king when coming to Vrindavan. See, the essence of Vaishnavism is humility. Mahaprabhu himself came to teach this. When people who sit on a mountaintop of pride, they will remain untouched by the stream of mercy that flows in a lower position. In the same way, only someone who is accomplished in humility will get the mercy of Krishna. We've heard so often the expression humility. True humility is practiced with the heart, with the mind, with the speech, and with the body. The heart feels, oh alas, so many days have gone by and I have not yet reached Krishna. The mind will analyze, oh, there are so many obstacles in my personality. And the speech will speak humble words, oh Vaishnavas, please explain something about Krishna to me. And the body, how will the body be engaged in humility? Well, it will bow down and we will use the hands and the legs in humble service to the Vaishnavas and Krishna. Yes, so Vrindavan has many, many, many things to teach you. It is Krishna who sends the various saints or various devotees who sometimes come in disguised form, and they always have the same message. Let us get down from the mountain of pride. Let us be humbly requesting for the mercy, and in that position we can soon feel a gush, a stream of mercy here in Vrindavan. Thank you and see you for the next Kartik inspiration.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.